Trump nominates Monica Crowley as Ambassador, Assistant Secretary of State. By Nick Gilbertson on December 4, 2024. President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Monica Crowley to serve in several key roles in his administration, including Ambassador and Assistant Secretary of State. Trump announced Crowley's nomination in a Truth Social post on Wednesday afternoon, emphasizing she would be America's representative for major events taking place in the U.S. over the next 4 years, including America's 250th anniversary and the World Cup in 2026 and the Summer Olympics in 2028. "I'm honored to nominate Monica Elizabeth Crowley, Ph.D. to serve as Ambassador, Assistant Secretary of State, and Chief of Protocol of the United States of America," Trump wrote. Monica will be the administration representative for major U.S.-hosted events, including America's 250th birthday in 2026, the FIFA World Cup in 2026, and the Olympic Games in Los Angeles in 2028. Crowley served in the first Trump administration as Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for Public Affairs and did an incredible job, Trump noted. For her exceptional service, she received the Alexander Hamilton Award, the highest honor bestowed by the department, he emphasized. Crowley, a New York Times best-selling author, cut her teeth in politics as a protege to the late President Richard Nixon. She wrote two books about her time working as Nixon's assistant in the final years of his life. Crowley, who has been a regular on Breitbart News radio programs for years, correctly predicted years ago that President Joe Biden would not be the Democrat presidential nominee in 2024, a forecast that came true in July. Watch, Breitbart's Washington Bureau Chief Matt Boyle moderates panel at CPAC 2024. During a CPAC panel hosted by Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle in February, Crowley recounted how she predicted at CPAC back in 2022 that Biden would not be the nominee. "I thought, even at the time 2 years ago, there is no way that Joe Biden is going to be the Democrat nominee for president. I mean, he's always been a corrupt hack, but now, he's a corrupt hack with dementia," she said.